It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David First. A spate of violent incidents that culminated in the deaths of two police officers has put Mayor Eric Adams under increasing pressure to improve public safety. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim reports on why Adams faces a far more difficult test on tackling crime than previous mayors.
Last Friday evening, a small crowd of people began assembling on a street corner in the Bedford Park section of the Bronx. Shivering passersby stopped in their tracks to watch the crush of TV cameras that had descended upon the working-class neighborhood. Standing with their heads bowed next to a brightly lit deli, they were holding a vigil for a baby girl who days ago was shot in the face by a stray bullet. Following a prayer, Mayor Adams grabbed a bullhorn and spoke about recent incidents that have unnerved New Yorkers.
I want to be loud and clear. Generals don't send their troops into battle. They lead their troops into battle. I must be on the front line of this violence.
As the vigil wound down, the remaining participants broke into a rendition of Happy Birthday to the victim who turned one that day. It was a stirring moment of resilience. But just a few hours later, the city would be shaken again, this time by the shooting of two police officers in Harlem that would ultimately leave both of them dead. On Monday, Adams delivered what was arguably the most important speech of his mayoralty, issuing a plan to combat gun violence.
We will not surrender our city to the violent few. We're going to go back, and we won't go back to the bad old days.
The bad old days. It's a reference that many longtime New Yorkers remember. New York City saw 488 homicides last year. But in the 1980s and up until 1990, there were around 2,000 murders a year citywide. The crisis led to the election of a tough-talking former prosecutor.
American cities can survive as we know them if they remain so violent.
Mayor Rudy Giuliani won office in 1994 on the promise to crack down on crime. Even though crime levels now are not nearly as high, experts say there's a similar pressure on Adams, an ex-police officer who also ran on public safety.
More than anybody since Giuliani, he will be judged by how well he does with that.
Joseph Vitteriti is a political scientist at Hunter College.
He assured people he could do something about it. So if there's one thing he's on the line for, more than anything else, it's the crime issue.
While crime is not a new concern for mayors, experts say Adams faces a different and more challenging crisis. Richard Aborn is the president of the Citizens Crime Commission of New York City.
Crime tends to incur in very challenged neighborhoods where poverty, unemployment is high, where access to food is low, where homelessness prevails. The pandemic has taken those conditions and exacerbated them.
Aborn says the growing sense of economic insecurity and overall fear has led to a sharp rise in the purchase of guns. Crime is surging not just in New York City, but across the country. Chicago saw nearly 800 murders last year, the highest of any U.S. city. But there's one important area in which New York City is doing worse. The city's jobless rate, which was 8.8% as of December, is more than double the national average. Most of those who lost their jobs during the pandemic were low-wage workers. Some experts say there's a link between higher inequality and violent crime rates.
New York City was already very polarized between the haves and the have-nots. And COVID intensified that.
James Parrott is an economist at the New School.
If you really want to improve public safety and the quality of life, you have to be fully committed to returning to full employment as soon as possible.
Adams has unveiled a multi-layered approach to fighting crime, but his call to roll back some criminal justice reforms is drawing opposition from progressives. There is also a concern that the city will revert to overly aggressive policing, which tends to target minorities. Back at last Friday's vigil in the Bronx, Soldalyn Garcia, a 47-year-old who has lived in the area for nearly 30 years, says Adams seems to be saying the right things so far.
He's involved. I see him on TV, like in every area when something happens. But remember, they're all the same when they start. When you start a new job, you want it to show up that you're the best.
The mayor was gone. But only a few hours later, he would be on TV again, this time delivering news of a fatal police shooting. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.